This morning we are very happy once again to welcome senior pastor to our pulpit. Remember sometime in the beginning of the year when he came and dedicated the pastorage unto the Lord on our behalf, he said that he would come back in the later part of the year. And we are very thankful to the Lord that he's able to come, and we pray that the Lord will continue to bless and to strengthen him as he ministers. Now, without further ado, I will invite him to bring God's word. Today, the Lord is my shepherd, Dr. To.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. I hope you can hear me. 2 days ago, I spoke like a mouse. Thank God for recovering me. Yes, I got the bug in Western Australia, so it is a local product for you. Then I'm bringing it back to Eastern Australia. Thank God for this visit. It's like coming home in some ways. When I look down, there are so many familiar faces, so it reminds me of home. But there are also a lot of new faces, and I hope after the service I can meet some of, if not all, the new faces as well as the old ones. Now, as I said, it is like coming home, and we are going to talk about home. Home in Psalm 23. Did you ever think it is home? Let's look at Psalm 23. Before that, I will show you some pictures of the psalm illustrating what the psalm is talking about. All right, then, Elder Cole, you help me. So I cannot walk up and down freely because I suffer from unsteadiness. By the way, I must thank God for my hosts, Brother Victor and Sister Ruth, for looking after me and helping my recovery. Now, I call this Psalm 23, the Psalm of Psalms. Do you know how many psalms there are? 150. And half of them were written by King David. And this is the best of the psalms. So I call it Psalm of Psalms. I said that it is like coming home. But this psalm will tell us in the very final verse what home will be like, and that is your home. Let us all understand. On this earth, we are only TR. People like to think they are so fortunate to get PR. I was a PR in Australia, you know, for 18 years. Wow, what a long time. Then one day they called me up in Melbourne. They said, you want to stay on in this country? You had to stay 2 years out of three. I said, no, thank you very much. My home is not here, actually. So I went back. And I can come down every year, just as I always do, and no hindrance. Thank God for that. Now, next one, please. The Lord is my shepherd. Do you have him as your shepherd, dear friends? You may just say easily, of course, I know him as my shepherd. But I said, do you really have him in your heart as your shepherd? This is the thrust of this morning's service and message, that you do not come as a custom and assume that you are a Christian when you're not. What do I mean by this? Make sure that you come here because you love the Lord, because he first loved you. The Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23, is a very personal psalm. What is a psalm? Do you know what is a psalm? A song. The psalms make up the songbook of the Bible. 150 psalms is a songbook. And the best of these songs is 23, from which I wish to share with you. Thank you. What about the psalm? The psalm is more about perhaps than the shepherd are the sheep. And who are the sheep? You and I. We are the sheep. And do you know what sheep are famous for? Do you know? You think, oh, they are famous for lamb chops when you go to the restaurant and eat. No, my friends, we are not talking of eating sheep. Sheep, by nature, are very foolish and stupid and rebellious. They know which way to go, but they choose some other way. All we like sheep. Ah, who says this? Do you remember? Isaiah 53. The prophet Isaiah says, all we are like sheep. Actually, God who made us, who made also the sheep, so he knows our personalities. For some reason, many of us know what is right, what is wrong, but in actual practice, we go the wrong way. That's just like sheep. You know, there's a well-trodden path, very safe one. Will the sheep go there? You think they should. But some of them will take a different route and get hurt, as you're going to see. All we like sheep, you and I, in our nature, are like sheep. We choose the wrong path and we go there thinking it is adventure. It's not. Now, next one, please. Thank you for changing for me. Now, this psalm is incomplete if I don't show you something of the countryside where they rear sheep, where shepherds operate. How many of you live in a farm and are familiar with sheep? If you live in Singapore, I would dare say we never see a sheep. The only place is in the cold storage and such places you see dead sheep meat for sale. Now this is the terrain. Beautiful, somewhat. You think it is good? Yes, it is holy land. Next one, please. Well, the light outside is stronger than the light inside, so that we cannot see things clearly. I think we better go to the next one. I don't even know what this slide is showing. I can't see it properly. Never mind. Never mind. Let's have the next one. I see some sheep on some countryside. Ah, he leads me beside the still waters. Yes. We are like sheep, and the most important thing about sheep is they need a good shepherd like you and I. And until you have found Jesus, you are like stray sheep, you know. You go the wrong way and you get into trouble. When you have a sheep, a good shepherd, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. How did Jesus say this? He is the creator. John 1:3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He made everything. He made sheep, he made us. So he knows all about us, our nature, our wayward nature. We like to do the wrong things just for adventure, just for a try, and then we go wrong. Sheep are like that. And the sheep, most important thing a sheep needs is shepherd. Yeah. A sheep cannot exist by himself. Do you know that? Amazing. You say, sheep are not goats, you know. Goats are very different. By nature, goats are very aggressive and self-sufficient. Sheep are the opposite of goats. That's why when God comes, he separates the population into sheep and goats. Goats don't enter heaven. Only sheep who trust him. When you trust him, he leads you still to still waters. What are still waters? You need a place of quiet, not a running, rapid stream, you know. This will frighten the sheep away. And in case the sheep falls into the rapid, it will be drowned. The sheep need a quiet waters. Next, please. And the Lord knows our needs. This is what he does for us. Here is another He restoreth my soul. Yes. Please understand, we all have a soul. And the soul in us is the one that needs nourishment and care. Who can provide that care and nourishment? This psalm is such a wonderful psalm. It tells you all about yourself, about your need, and about the one who can supply your need, the Good Shepherd. Do you know him? I keep repeating this question so that you ask yourself, don't pretend to be a Christian, because the time comes when God is going to judge all of us. Will you pass the test? He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You are a sheep. Follow the Good Shepherd. He will save you. Next slide, please. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Here are sheep led by the shepherd through such a fearsome valley. Have you walked through a valley like that? I have. Rarely. Once or twice in my adventure in the thick forest, we can go through a valley like that. But you need, again, a good shepherd. A good shepherd who can go ahead of you and to map the way, then to lead you on. He is the good shepherd. Who? Jesus. Oh, dear friends, Psalm 23 is so good because it tells us the true facts. Sheep are totally lost and helpless without the shepherd. And he is the good shepherd. How is it he is a good shepherd? Do you know? Jesus says, I lay down my life. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus went to the cross for us. Now we see, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Next one, please. Another view of the valley. You know, the last trip all of us will take is through the valley of the shadow of death. Never imagine you are PR on earth for a long time. No matter how long a PR you are, in the end you look back and say, it was hardly a TR. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 50 years, 60 years. So what? So what? Moses led 2 million Jews through the wilderness. Every day he saw 50, 60 of them die, and he could see the drama of real life. He says, the days of our years are 70. Not just those walking in the wilderness. We are, as it were, walking through the wilderness on earth. And our years are 70. No matter what you say, no, I'm going to live long. Is it? You know what the Bible says? If by reason of good health, you live 80. What is 80? 80. What do you gain? What do you gain? Yeah, you smile. You gain while everybody comes to you and say, happy birthday, 79. Happy birthday, 80, and so on. Look back and think, you've gained only labor and sorrow. That's what the Bible says. Yeah. You've not seen enough of life to think that living on earth long time is good. I say, long time is not that good. Not that good. Now one day you have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The one who has the good shepherd says, I will not be afraid because my shepherd is with me. Do you know that when we pass into the presence of God, our Lord Jesus, as it were, is with us. What is it to die? What is it? Do you ever know? The Bible says, is sleep. Are you afraid of your bed at night? No. All of us say, tired, I must go and sleep. You go to your bed at night and switch off. You sleep. So happy that you can sleep. This is the same way that we die. You sleep. So the apostle says, many have slept who were with us, but now they're gone. All right, next slide, please. Jesus says, I am the door of the sheep. This is one of the makeshift sheepfold. What is a sheepfold made of? A low hedge of rocks and stone. Do you see the stones forming a wall? And the stones come together with a little space for the sheep to enter and the shepherd. And the shepherd will spend the night at the opening of the sheepfold. Jesus says, I am the door. First you must come through this door. Come through me. You don't be a Christian. You think you are a Christian. Maybe you're not. I don't know. Have you truly come to Jesus and say, Lord, I need you. I know you are my Savior. Jesus says, I am the door. You don't go through anyone else and think you are Christian. I have a good friend. I ask him, hey, what religion are you? Christian. Methodist. Why? Because my birth certificate says I'm Methodist. Father, mother, Methodist, I must be Methodist. I'm okay, I'm quite happy. Dear friends, not so. Until you put your whole faith and trust in Jesus Christ and enter the fold through Jesus, you are not a Christian. Please understand. I have to tell you the facts of Christianity today. Next slide, please. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. What is this? This is a tent in the midst of the wilderness. You know what's a wilderness? Dry, rocky wasteland infested by wild beasts and possible wild reptiles. And there, the Arab or any shepherd will pitch a tent and stay inside there. Thou preparest a table before me. You have a tent, that tent is your security. And you invite your friends. If Jesus invites you into his tent, you are happy. This is a picture of believing and trusting in Jesus. No other way. I have enemies. Who are your enemies? You say, no, I never have enemies. You're wrong. The evil one is your enemy. And he will be there to tempt you to sin and to do things that are so stupid and foolish that only stupid sheep will do. Now, that verse 5, thou preparest from before me a table in the presence of mine enemies. This is what the Lord will do for you, so that you have no fears. Once you trust in the Lord, come into his tent, he'll give you a sumptuous and most blessed experience. Sit with him and dine with him. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, says the Lord Jesus. He that opens the door, I will come and sup with him. Thou preparest a table before me. When you put your faith in Jesus, that's what he'll do for you. He'll see that you are safely in his tent. No harm will ever come to you. No fear of any kind of enemies. When you have Jesus, you know, the psalm started with, the Lord is my shepherd. A young boy recited, and he says, the Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want. The next one is, I shall not want. No, but the boy doesn't understand. But he means, what he said is a marvelous truth. That's all I want if I have the Lord Jesus as my shepherd. You don't need anybody else, because he will look after you even in the presence of your enemies. Who is your enemy? Satan and devils, who work through all kinds of people. In Singapore, there's plenty. But here in Sydney, I read in the papers, they've started a place called a brothel. Do you know what a brothel is? All those cheap women go there, and the cheap men go there to spend and to enjoy their life. They think. They're in the midst of peril. And thou preparest a table before me. Take me out of that kind of situation. I don't know where this so-called brothel is in Sydney, but it is said to be the biggest in Australia. Is that true? I don't know. I read Straits Times. So here it is. Next, please. Don't run away from the good shepherd. He cares for you, but you know, sheep by nature, and Jesus knows all about sheep. Why? Because he made them. He made them to be foolish, but to be very docile, not like goats. He made them very fierce and adventurous. Here is a lamb went the wrong way. Can lambs go the wrong way? Yes. Young people, they are lambs, led to the slaughter. Some foolish woman will come and entice him, say, come along. Well, they spend the night and they come out sadder than ever. Ah, this is the lamb which went astray. Now, what does a sheep and a lamb need? A shepherd. A good shepherd. Not what the Bible says, Jesus says. A hireling. What is the hireling? He answers the advertisement and he joins your company. And he'll be a so-called shepherd. But actually, his heart is not there. He doesn't care for the sheep. A hireling is there to earn the money and to fleece the sheep. Here is a good shepherd. The good shepherd carries the lamb or the sheep in his arms, on his shoulder. This is how Jesus looked after you and me. When you trust in him, have you trusted in him? Do you trust in him? Do you come to him every morning, every night, talking to him, telling him your problems, sharing with him? That is the relationship between sheep and shepherd. Here you see how good the shepherd is. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd not only carries the sheep, the wounded sheep, but the good shepherd goes to the death for him. Next, please. Now we come to the conclusion. We have a wonderful shepherd. He is the perfect shepherd. You cannot find any better. Don't ever, you know, one of my friends in Singapore, after being a Christian, hey, he began to read some other book. He says, very true, no. I'm convinced this is the right religion. I say, you convinced? You follow Jesus and no other. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. No other way. Don't you ever try, because you will be very sorry afterwards. He is the perfect shepherd. Once you are in his fold and follow him, he looks after you until we arrive home. I said just now at the opening, I feel like home in a way. When I see old friends and old faces, I feel very comfortable. Yes, it is like home. What is home? Home, sweet home. No place like home. So when you have the perfect shepherd, he takes you home. Next, please. Ah, that is home. That is home. Heaven is your home. Are you looking forward to heaven? If you say no, I say very sorry for you. All of us must look forward to heaven. Whether young or old, new or old Christian, doesn't matter. Once you enter into the fold, once you know the Lord Jesus, your property and your ownership is up in heaven. Heaven is where all of us are heading for. And the Lamb of God, our everlasting shepherd, you turn to Revelation chapter 5. In heaven, they all sing about the Lamb. Amazing. Do you know that? The song of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 5. You're going to read at home now. Next, please. No more. Well, this is what I said. The Good Shepherd Psalm is all about our eternal home. All of us tonight will go to bed at home. Why? Because it is home. I don't have to explain why. It's home to me. Do you have a home? Until you find Jesus, you do not have a home. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, bless our people here, your children, purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sins of the world, our sins, and washes us pure and clean with his own blood. O Lord, bless your people. Perchance there's anyone who is not yet a believer, will even today receive thee into his heart or her heart. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.